You're listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Ben Huber, who is the Ohio Camp Director for Damascus.
Amen.
So great to have you.
Blessed to be here.
As we continue, conversation, you know, so we've been kind of fleshing out your conversion stories,
yeah.
All these wonderful, beautiful themes. I want to hit back on that NCYC experience,
yeah,
of
yeah.
confession, because what struck me, so one of the things I know about you is that you're a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, people need to be attentive that there are wrestlers and there are wrestlers.
So oh, yes.
Ben Huber is a wrestler. Hulk Hogan is a wrestler. You know, like Luke Fickle is a wrestler.
Yes.
Andre the Giant is a wrestler.
Yes, yes. That's good, Father.
But your memory of that confession
yes.
and of that experience, it reminded me of the great wrestler of the Old Testament, you know, Jacob.
Yes.
And after Jacob wrestles
yes.
with the angel or God or whoever it is,
yeah.
he sets up a memorial, you know, a monument, that
yes.
stone.
Yes.
And, you know, we see that throughout the Old Testament where they would set up these stones as like a memorial to what
yes.
happened there, to like
yes.
the faithfulness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really struck me the importance of remembering
oh my goodness.
How the Lord has broken into our life
yes.
and giving that sort of testimony
yes.
to what he has done for us.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, and I think, you know, people could say, well, you know, Ben's just 28 years old. You know,
yeah.
he can remember these things. But we should, you know, we should like regularly go back
yep.
to these memorials
yes.
of our life where the
yes.
Lord did great things.
You're spot on, Father. I've been in this... I've been in this process actually the last couple of months of remembrance specifically, because the Lord has done so much in a decade in my
mm-hmm.
life. You know, I can say that in 2009, November 21st, I first encountered him at NCYC, and that was wonderful and so good. And that led me in a trajectory of continuing to discover this person of Jesus and the love that he has for me specifically. But like, remembrance is so key, because you know, you correct me because you're the priest here. But forgetfulness is like that. That's sinful.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has the opportunity to be very sinful. And again, we can just speak to venially. But I don't always have the forefront of my mind have the promises of God in my mind, and I don't always remember the good things that He has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's on me. Because what he has done is what he has done, and he's done that so he can launch me even further
mm-hmm.
on mission, the pursuit of holiness and mission. But yeah, no, I think
yeah,
you're
and
spot
you know,
on.
Well, and you know that forgetfulness. I mean, that's Israel's problem. Like
yeah.
they keep forgetting what
yeah.
the Lord has done, and
yeah.
then they keep messing up.
Yep.
And then somewhat, you know, one of the things I do, and I know a whole lot of people probably is journal. You know, like.
It, yes.
like a prayer journal, to
yes.
write down not just those small little insights that the Lord gives you, but even like
yep.
especially those great things.
Yep.
And to not just to keep that as something for the
yeah.
shelf or your archives, but
yep.
really to go back to those.
Yes.
And to be reminded of those great happenings of the Lord. You know, so often the Lord gives us really profound,
yes.
life-changing, earth-shaking truths.
Yeah.
In those experiences.
Yes.
And we remember them for a couple months.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then
yeah.
we slip out of the habit or whatever else. Well, we do need to go back to that. And in that sense, you know, like, I also remember, I'm mindful of, like, you know, when Ezra and Nehemiah, they bring
yes.
the people back from Babylon and they read the old, you know, the Pentateuch, the Torah
yeah.
back to them.
Yes.
And the people are so moved because they're
mm-hmm.
reminded of all these wonderful things that the
right.
Lord had done for them. Not just like the law and what they should do, but also
right.
like they would have read like, you know, all of the Abraham stories,
yeah.
all of the Moses stories,
yes.
you know, all of these wonderful
yes.
things that the Lord had done. So
can I share a piece of fruit
sure.
there? So I started journaling my freshman year of college and
mm-hmm.
I've never stopped since. And that's where my prayer life actually launched. How I journal today is I have three different journals, and so I have a journal of just like my conversation with God, Why is that? Because it's like consistent dialogue of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I have a journal that if the Lord like pours forth dreams upon my life, dreams when it comes to mission, dreams vocationally, dreams of things that I want to just do for him, or personal dreams and passions. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cool to see that like the desires of the heart, the Lord desires to fulfill when done so in purity and love of him, right? And then I have a journal of different words spoken into my life. I call them prophetic words, words that God desires to bring to life, that the gift that's already been given mm-hmm. to us by our baptism. And so words of encouragement, words of think about this in the near future, words about my identity as a son of God that I'm actually called to like give to the church, because there's unique gifts that the Lord has given. There's a unique testimony that the Lord has written on our lives that is meant to be given away. Those good graces that have been built up in the life of the Christian is meant to be given away. And I think that prophetic word journal just continues to encourage me as well, too. So I don't know if that's
fruitful. No, that's awesome. Fruitful. Do yeah. you carry all three of those journals with you into like the, when you do your holy hour,
yes.
like into adoration
yes.
and everything
yep.
like that?
Yep.
That's
yep.
awesome.
Because I had it all in one journal. And that's good.
Yeah.
But it helps me more so not just to compartmentalize, but organize my thought pattern, my prayer pattern. Because what I have found, again, starting back in freshman year of college, is like I have all these journals and I'm like, man, I gotta read through them. I gotta remember through them what the Lord has spoken. And that's really good. And you can retreat for that. But this is going to help me be a little bit more organized.
You know, that's, that sense of organization is why you're probably such a great program director. And
you know, I do all right.
And
I do
Ohio
all right.
Camp director. You know, like that. It's a mark and a testimony to your.
Thank you.
So another I think point from your early experience
yeah.
that I wanted to talk about. Was the idea, you know, so when you came back from that experience
yeah.
at NCYC and everything, that
yeah.
sort of super abundance of grace
yes.
for purity and for chastity.
Yes.
Which, you know, it's there. And, you know, some people, they
yeah.
may struggle with particular sins. I mean,
yes.
even to the point maybe of despair, where they really hate these sins, they want to
yes.
be free from these sins. But yet others have a certain, you know,
yep.
a certain freedom. You know, like
yep.
the Lord is like, you know.
Yes.
And I think part of, you know, like in my experience, you know, you see that. There are some sins
mm-hmm.
that you more easily fall into, and then others that you're just like rock hard, solid
yep.
in resistance against.
Yes, yes.
But I think, you know, we know that the Lord gives us what we need.
Amen.
And if there are some sins that we are stronger against, it's not because we don't have those weaknesses.
Right.
It's that the Lord is like doubling up on our grace
yep.
because he knows that that's precisely probably our undoing.
Yes, and our weaknesses he makes us strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Paul says, and then in addition, Paul says that for every work done in Christ Jesus, I will give you the grace for it. Like, and again, both paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
and so it's just like the grace is there and available. We have this capacity. We have this capacity of God living within us as a baptized Christian, and all we need to do is continue to surrender, be humble, and approach him, Lord, and say, Lord, I need you so much here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come, because a father loves to come and serve his son, serve his daughter, and it does take work, but when you fight desire with the greatest desire that is your love with God, you can overcome any area of sin, any area of shame that you may feel like you're overcome with,
mm-hmm.
that you may feel like that you're shackled by. But the Lord's like, no, if your greatest desire is me and your love for me, my love is going to overcome and break those shackles, mm-hmm. and you're going to be free. So the Lord desires freedom for us.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I think, you know, as From your conversion story, another really kind of powerful point that you made
yeah.
was that it's not Ben's world,
yeah.
but building God's kingdom.
Yes.
And I don't know if we could kind of pull that out a bit, because I do think like some of the, you know, even people who really know the Lord, have encountered the Lord, there is always the danger that we're building, you know, like it's about my world, you know?
Yes.
And our great, you know, we can kind of manipulate maybe prayer and our relationship with the Lord to keep building our world. And obviously, I think all of us struggle with that, and it's something that we have to kind of keep asking the Lord to keep our eyes open to.
Which is the whole point of sanctification.
Exactly. How do you, I mean, is this an ongoing struggle?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, this is good. I'm going to start here. I'm going to go here.
How about, we're going to continue this conversation.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to continue this. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger.
The Father J Stories by Jane Liebeck will take readers deep into the life of an inner-city parish. Father J is a disabled priest reaching out to the youth of his parish, a mix of gang members and homeless kids. J's brother Kevin is a cop, and after all he's seen on the job, he's an atheist. Kevin has never reconciled himself to J's conversion, and the friction between them has caused a rift for years. J wants Kevin to find peace, but Kevin just wants his brother back. To help the kids, they're going to have to work together. These stories marvelously blend faith, family, and the needs of a wounded community. All three stories are available at Amazon.com. The Boys Upstairs, Bulletproof Vestments, and A Different Heroism by Jane Liebeck.